I tell you, Sheriff, something's got to be done about them. The boys are nothing but a bunch of loafers, and the girls are little tramps.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Well, good morning, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. That's right, I'm trying my best to bring tiki back. I'm bringing tiki back. That's right. You know what? I'm so tired of bacon. Bacon's on everything. It's overused. It's overdone. It's overcooked. Let's get rid of bacon. Let's bring back tiki. You know, there's been nothing cooler than Hawaiian chic. Just look back on all the lounge stuff is very Hawaiian and tiki. It's a very cool, laid back, brah. It's a come on now, we'll do your thing, but we do it on our time kind of thing. It was so popular back in the 60s, 50s, even into the 70s. 80s was at Magnum, back on my Magnum. But that was cool. Look at all the cool dudes. They all had an Hawaiian feel to them, didn't they? Elvis. Blue Hawaii, man. That's why I'm thinking about getting a new tattoo of Elvis. Tiki Elvis. That's right, I designed it myself. You can find it on my Facebook page. It's Tiki Elvis. Tiki. Tiki very much. That's what I think I'm going to put around it. Tiki. Tiki very much. Tiki Elvis has left the island. But let's take a little tiki break and hear some sweet, sweet Hawaiian music, baby.
Mm-hmm.
E Hawaii nui kua uri, e na honoa o i lai, o au o kakuhi he.
It is. Oh, that's is. If you don't know who is, well, you need to find out who is. Google, bitches! Is one of the finest Hawaiian singers ever. His version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, oh, it will take you to that place that is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Is has passed on now on the other side of the rainbow, but his music lives on forever. Get you some is. Is gives you tiki power. All right, just a little more is. Yeah, I'm in that kind of mood. Listen to that music. Yeah, is will make you want to clean the house naked. That's right. Put on some is, leave this playing around the house, you'll be all in Hawaii mood. Take me, Tiki. Tell me this wouldn't be relaxing to have on in the background. I say fuck Kenny Chesney, his whole island bullshit. He stole that from Jimmy Buffett anyway. Jimmy Buffett had the Bahamas. That's his deal. All the coral reef band, that's Jimmy's. Kenny took it, stole it. But you know what? We got Hawaii. We got Tiki. Let's make this our deal. I will be your Tiki leader. Me and it is. Listen to that. It's got almost a country thing. Oh, yeah. Hawaiian Cowboys. That's us. You know, there's a bar in Nashville called Waikiki Nashville. It's a country bar. You should check it out. If you're in Waikiki or in the islands, check out Waikiki Nashville.
I
just kicks ass, doesn't it? I'll take that over some of the new shit on country radio any day. I don't even know what he's saying. I bet it's something about his bitch leaving and taking his dog and his truck not working. Sad. I'm gonna cry right now. Play it out, Iz. Take it on home. Yeah, that was good. Oh, that was some mighty, mighty fine there on the ukulele. Mm-hmm. Like a ukulele cowboy. Bom, bom. Well, enough of that for right now. Let's talk about what I just got in the mail. Now, to back this story up and give you a little background, I have tried to avoid IKEA. It has been in Denver now for a little over a year. It's been here 1 year, and I have not been to IKEA because I thought, well, there's nothing really that I need in IKEA, so why should I go down there and be tempted by the IKEA devil? Well, the devil came to my house today. Oh, the devil, in the form of a catalog, has arrived at my place. And I opened the pages of Satan's Bible, and there it was, right there, pictures of shit that I needed. I didn't know I needed it till the devil put his brochure in my hands. There's some stuff in here that's pretty cool. I've really forgotten how cool the stuff is at IKEA. I don't know if it's going to go with my house. I may just have to redecorate my house. Craigslist, get ready for some cowboy shit coming your way. There is some really cool stuff. I forgive you, IKEA, for sending the devil in the form of mail to my house. Because I may have to just go. The pillows are amazing. There are some really cool pillows that I could use. Oh, shit. Did I just say pillows? I said cool goddamn pillows, and I'm a man. Oh. Tiki, help me, Tiki. Bring back my man powers. Oh, rub the Tiki. Rub it. Tiki power. Tiki will save you if you let it. All right, there's more than pillows. There's much more than pillows here. I do like the pillows, but the colors are gorgeous. The furniture is really cool, very modern. I wonder if I could work some of this into what I already have. Like, they've got some curtains here for just $14.99. A pair of curtains. Where else can you get curtains for $14.99 besides Walmart? But Walmart curtains will not have very cool black and white tree designs. This looks like trees. I could hang this on the windows behind my couch, and it would look very country to go with my country stuff. But the bright yellow couch. I am drawn to the power of the bright yellow couch. It has a matching love-seated chaise lounge. What's a chaise lounge, you say? 3, 2, 1. Google, bitches! All right, I have to run away for a second. Not completely run away. I have a massage appointment. I will be back. It won't take long. 1 hour. But massages are the best in the world. If you've never had one, do it. Doesn't matter if a guy or a girl does it. Doesn't get creepy. It's just a massage. So, I will be right back. Don't go away. Well, you won't, because I'll stop this and I'll keep recording. Durr. Hello. I'm back. What a wonderful massage. I feel like Jell-O. Jell-O that has been run over by a steamroller and sprinkled with meat tenderizer. Yeah, that's smooth and gentle. That sounds good, doesn't it? A massage or the music? Well, both, actually. Massage was great. I'm losing my masseuse. She's quitting after this week. She's going back to school. Oh, I've had the same one for a while. I know, and I trust her. what am I supposed to do? She's going to suggest a couple people. I'm going to try them. And actually, she suggested a hot stone massage. I don't know if you've ever had hot stone massage before. I haven't. That's why I'm going to try it. I'm up for trying anything. I think that's what people need to do more of, is try things. We get so stuck in a rut of like, I don't know if I'll like it. I don't know. Well, you don't know until you try it. That's what my mom always used to say when she'd put something in front of me that I didn't like. You won't know if you like it until you try it. Well, I know I don't like the way it looks. So if I don't like the way it looks, my mouth won't like the way it looks in there either. Hold on. Yeah. Smooth Hawaiian jazz. Get your tiki on. The Freaky Tiki. Alright, hold on. I'm gonna fade this out. I don't want to annoy you ever listening. And I'm back. I don't know what has got me in such a wonderful Hawaiian mood today, but I am. I've got it playing in the background over there on Pandora. I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know who it is, or I'd tell you who it is. But I'm just loving the music. I found out about a bar today. A friend of mine, Brian Burridge, from Facebook. Follow Brian on Facebook. He told me about a new bar in Denver called Adrift. It's a tiki bar. Denver has a full-fledged tiki bar. I Googled, and I'm loving the way it looks. It's all the bamboo, all the colors. It's booths. It's actual tiki drinks served in real tiki glasses. I'm going to go there and get my tiki on. But I'm going to try to do that this week at some point. I might go tonight. Nah, I can't. I got shit to do. But I will check this out for sure. If you live in Denver, check it out. And if you've already been to the Tiki Bar, give me a holler and let me know if you liked it or not. It's called the Adrift Bar. You can find them on Facebook. They do movies. They're showing the old surf movies at the bar. I saw that on the Facebook page, they're going to have The Beach Girls and the Monster from 1965. Yeah. You ever watch those? You should go online and look at the previews. Go to Adrift on Facebook and look at the trailer for the movie. Oh my God. It's worth just going and watching that just for shits and giggles. I'd go sit in a booth and definitely watch Go-Go Girls get attacked by a papier-mâché seaweed head. It looks funny as shit to me. And now it's time for another Tiki Music Moment. Drift away. Relax, let the stress go. Hang loose, brother. Let some wicked wahine just wash your blues away. I need something with rum in it. Only if I could drink rum. What's your favorite tiki drink? What do you like? What's your favorite beach cocktail? I had a Bahama Mama once. Then I had the cocktail. Boom! Fade out. Fade to black. I need to come up with some job that would allow me to live and work on the beach of Waikiki. Maybe come up with an idea for a sitcom that was based in Waikiki. Now, I know there's Hawaii Five-O. That's drama, and that's good. I like the show, but there needs to be a good Hawaiian sitcom. Has there been one? I can't think of a Hawaiian funny sitcom. I mean, I know there's been the old Hawaii Five-O, and this one in Magnum was based there, and but has there been a a really good sitcom. That could be a good idea, because there's always a lot of characters in Hawaii. Maybe just base it on, like, a hotel bar. Or maybe one of those bar on the beach kind of things, you know? Get a couple of, have local guys, and then maybe you could have, like, a tourist that comes and decided to stay. Or maybe somebody, some redneck dude that comes from, you know, like, Omaha or some shit, and loves Hawaii so much that he buys this little tiki bar right on the beach, and he tries to make a living and doesn't know anything about it other than he just loves Hawaii. And these, like, hula girls are his waitresses, and one of them likes him, but one of them is trying to get the bar away from him, you know, because you got to have that kind of drama conflict thing. Are you liking it? Are you seeing the idea? I'm liking it. I'd have to live there to be able to write it, because I'd have to, you know, live the experience. And I better get on this. Better go to the Writers Guild and register this idea right now. That's what I got to do. Gilligan's Island probably would have been the closest thing to some kind of island sitcom, but that really wasn't it. I'm talking about beachy Hawaiian, real Hawaiian, with the music and the hula and the shots of, you know, Diamond Head and shrimp trucks. God, I'd love me a good shrimp truck dinner right now. I do love shrimp, but I keep hearing now that shrimp is loaded with cholesterol. Is that right? Is shrimp bad for us now, too? What else can't we eat? What else is going to kill us? Don't we just need to just eat and drink what we want, because life is going to kill us? Isn't that the way it's going to be? Do we want to live forever? How about I just have a shrimp cocktail and maybe I'll lose a diaper year? How about that? Is that possible? Maybe I'll just eat what I want and live like I'm dying, because I fucking am, and then I will just party my ass off and I will go out. What was it Neil Young said? It's better to burn out than it is to rust. Well, I would rather eat what I want and explode. How about that? That'd be my new, forget, better to fade out or rust. Let's just eat what you want and explode. That's our new slogan. All right, it sucks. I admit it. You're right.
Is that a salami in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
It's a salami.
Ah, a little soundbite there from one of the great movies of the 80s. One of the great beach movies. It wasn't a Hawaiian movie. It was just a beach movie. It was called The Beach Girls. Ooh. Remember those bad movies of the 80s with all of the jiggle movies? Didn't have a plot. Didn't really have to. It just had bikinis and bad dialogue like that you just heard. There was a lot of those. Bikini Car Wash. My Hollywood Hot Tubs, remember that? You guys probably know one of the stars, one of my friends on here, Jewel Shepherd. You can find her on Facebook. Jewel did a lot of those movies. Not to slam her acting and her at all, she is a sweetheart in some of the funniest movies, but Hollywood Hot Tubs, Hollywood Hot Tubs 2, Women in Chains. There were some good movies, weren't they? Her best movies of the 80s, one of my favorite movies of all times, was one called Return of the Living Dead. That was the great Brains Must Have Brains. Remember that? That was one of the great lines. That's like a standard zombie line now. At the time, it wasn't. But now, you hear Brains Must Have Brains. And you know, you hear that, and you know you're either at a good zombie movie or in Florida, and somebody has just snorted bath salts. And matter of fact, I'm sure that's going to be a new zombie movie. If someone hasn't already written Demon Bath Salts of Florida, or, you know, Zombie Coastline, some bullshit like that, and all you got to do is put girls in bikinis and have some music in the background and go, stop it, David. I said I don't want to. Come on, you know I love you. No, get off me. I'm just going to go for a walk on the beach. Get away.
Must have brains.
Brains must have. Oh, gonna run away. Watch my boobs jiggle. Jiggle, 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 jiggle. What happened? Debbie, some zombie tried to eat me on the beach. You know, there's rumors that a homeless man has been snorting bath salts and has been eating young women. Oh, I think I just saw him. I'm lucky to be alive. Damn it, Sheriff. We have to close the beach. There's a man down there eating the teenagers. I tell you, I've got every man on the job right now. Don't worry about it. We can't close the beach. It's summertime. All of our merchants need this time with the beach open. I tell you, damn it, we can't take the chance. There is zombies eating teenagers. Back off. I know what I'm doing. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, did you bring some hot dogs?
I did, and it looked like you've got some sweet buns on you.
Here, let's start a fire. Oh, look out behind you! He's a bath salt eating zombie!
Brains must have brains.
Well, at least he didn't get the buns. Pop, da 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 la,
la la! Huh? Ah, see, that's how simple those stupid movies were, right there. You just put teenagers and monsters, and you've got a movie. And see, now, when they do the monster movies, the people don't even get naked. That was one good thing in the 80s. If they did a monster movie, you were sure there's going to be monsters, really good blood gore special effects, and full-blown boobies. That's right. Nowadays, you don't get the boobies. You get the gore and guts, but you don't get the movie boobies. I don't understand that. What happened to a good, bad movie has to have boobies? Remember when Joe Bob Briggs used to do movie reviews by giving it, like, there are, like, two lost arms and six titties. That's how he used to do reviews. Bring back titties. Bring back titties. Bring back beach titty movies. Beach titty bingo, right there. There's your first one. Beach titty bingo. And bring back that dude in those old movies that used to be, you know, the Rat Fink dude. No, what was it? He used to touch himself and freeze his head. You are my idol, but I am my ideal. Hold on, I gotta Google that line. Okay, I found it. It was Eric Von Zipper. He was the biker guy. He'd have been the comic relief on Sons of Anarchy now. But Eric Von Zipper, and the line was, I am my ideal, but you are my idol. Here's a little something with Eric Von Zipper in it.
Which one is it?
Well, it's one of them there.
You're a big help. Hey, what's that?
Looks like a chick.
Aqua seed, are you stupid? Let's go.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me. Von.
And what you doing here?
Shh. Yeah. Stick around, chick. You'll see the Von Zipper in action.
All right, I'll stick around.
Ah, Von Zipper, one of the best beach characters ever. Now, for the younger listeners who are tuned in, I got to tell you, look up the beach movies. They're really bad, they're really funny, and you'll get a kick out of them. You know, have a few cocktails, put on one of these movies, and your party will be great. Drop a little acid, it's even funnier. I'm not condoning that, I'm just saying that sometimes scenery enhancer can make a movie better. That's all I'm saying. And some of you scenery enhancer people know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't understand the scenery enhancer. What is that? I don't know. I live in my little cubicle world. It's drugs, ma'am. I like to say that it's drugs. I don't condone the use, but some people use it. Some people actually have a card now that allows them to get high and enjoy life. So, I don't know what you have to do to get a card. Apparently, you have to go into the office and say, I have a hangnail. This really hurts.
Here, let me write you a prescription for marijuana.
That's simple, apparently. Times have changed. You used to have to go to a seedy, nasty, dark neighborhood where you might get your throat cut to just get a little bit of weed. And now you go downtown to a beautiful, shiny building and walk inside, and a doctor in a clean white outfit hands you a prescription with a piece of paper. And next thing you know, you're getting high. America. You gotta love it. I hear now that Denver actually has more medical marijuana places than it does Starbucks, which is amazing to me because there's a Starbucks on every corner. But if you've ever driven down the street here in Denver called Broadway, there is this like green signage everywhere. The herbal specialist, the THC hut, the medicine cabinet, just every name that you could think of that has like the word green or herb or chronic or wellness or health, high, health care. One of the names is called the Relief Center. R-E-L-E-A-F, Relief Center. There's Mr. Stinky's, Daddy's Fat Sacks, Crushum's, THC. It stands for the Herbal Center. Mr. Nice Guys, the Health Joint, get it? Joint, Health Joint. Here We Grow, Canamart, Mile High Green Cross, To Your Budding Health, the Karmaceuticals, Rocky Mountain High. Well, there's an original one for Colorado getting high. Rocky Mountain High. What are some of the names of the medical marijuana places where you live, if it's legal where you are? I know it's not everywhere, but California, Colorado, and there's some other ones. What's some of the best medical marijuana names for the stores in your neighborhood? Send them to me. Let me know. It's mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. Or if you just thought of some, just send them to me. They don't have to be real. Let's just make some up. Send them to me. We'll read them on another show. Well, dudes. Well, dudes and dudettes and tikis and tonkas, it's been fun today. I had a good time looking up some of this stuff and sharing it with you and making fun of Eric Von Zipper. You guys rock it. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And it's time to let a little Hawaiian music tiki us on home. Tiki us out of here, boys.
Hey, where did we go? Day when the rains came. Down in a hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, whoa, skipping and jumping.
Oh, yeah.
In the mist of morning fall. Oh, jumping in.
Brown-skinned girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. You've been fun.
You're my brown-eyed girl.
Yeah, that's right. You guys gotta go. See ya. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. And in this case, go listen to the Crater Boys. Aloha.
Standing in the sunlight laughing.
I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and the underwear thing rings and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind